Mission of Living. Let's go back to the Scouts and the Wolves and the full supermoon.
Dude, I've been there since you mentioned it. I want to literally be there. That sounds amazing. When's the next supermoon? That's up, right? 2034 or something? I got to wait a few years.
Get your tent ready to go, and we'll go camp at the Wolf Place when the supermoon comes. But you were actually, this actually relates back to you and to Scouts, because it was a couple weeks ago you were talking in church, and you were talking about hospitality. And how God loves hospitality, and how we just need to have hospitality. And when we demonstrate hospitality, good things happen.
Yeah.
I remember your example was with Abraham. And just when the angels came, he was immediately giving him everything. He was giving almost the clothes off his back.
Right.
And you're like, we need to be that way. Because when you are that way, all of a sudden people get drawn to you. And when they get drawn to you, they get drawn to God, because we're reflecting God. And I saw it.
Good message summary, Jim.
Thank you. Thank you. How long did it take you?
That's one guy who listens.
I got it done in 20 seconds, and it took you 20 minutes.
It's just not as artful,
no,
I would say.
I didn't have the 3 points either. So, like I said, my son's checking out scout troops right now. Yeah. And you kind of go and interview them. And scout troop one was this camping trip, which he had a blast. He had so much fun. We got there early, and he experienced a little bit of hospitality with them, because a whole bunch of kids came over and helped him set up his tent. But we got there early. The rest of the kids from his Wee Blows den got there a little later on, after the activity of going to visit all the wolves had started. So they didn't get all these kids coming over saying, hey, what's your name? My name's, Jim. And they all camped and they had a good time. But none of them were like, yeah, that's where I want to go. It was a good camping time. Fast forward to yesterday, same boys, we all go to another scout troop. And as soon as we walk in, the scoutmaster's like, hi, my name's, scoutmaster. And boys, why don't you go sit at that table? Adults, we're going to take you over here so you know about your kids. But when the boys went over to the table, there were other scouts sitting there. And all of a sudden, these seven kids from my Wee Blows den are just engaged with these two or three other boys from the scout troop who are just talking to them nonstop. Then they go outside and they play ghosts in the graveyard. And seeing these kids come back, these boys, their eyes were like as big as sausages. They're just huge. And when they left, they're like, that's where we want to join.
Yeah.
And it was that hospitality thing.
Right. First impression, hospitality, just that immediate warmth.
Yeah. And the first troop, which nothing against them, they were very hospitable to my son. He liked them. But the rest of them, just the way it worked out, they couldn't be that, hey, welcome thing.
Right.
They were in the middle
right.
of something.
Yeah.
And it showed. And I was like, wow, what a difference in what hospitality does.
Yeah, that is something, not to preach a message.
Oh, go ahead. Come on. No. I summarize it.
No, that's fine. But that is something that I think is a dying. It's people are still hospitable, but I think it's losing its value. People have underestimated the power of simple hospitality. And on this podcast, so much of what we talk about is just what are the simple things you can do as you're living your life to be an influence, to show people Christ, to live out your faith. And the simple acts of hospitality, the stuff that we've said this before, like whatever, whatever your grandmother used to do, the stuff it used to mean to be a good neighbor to someone, simply doing that kind of stuff. I think sometimes we make it more complicated than it needs to be, because doing that stuff is powerful.